David Oates. Hello, David. Welcome back. How goes it?
Hello, Jeff. Oh, how goes it? I'm right in the middle of writing a nuclear holocaust, actually. I'm writing it now as we speak. So
in your book?
In my book.
Don't give away the story here. Hold on.
No, I'm actually typing it right now while I was waiting for you. So there you go. Yes, I enjoy writing. I really do. I was just relaxing last night, watching a bit of TV, thinking about all the books I have yet to write.
Well, that's really special. Writing for most people, as you know, is difficult. It's hard. It's really a disciplined work. They call it the loneliest profession. But for you, you're just kind of, how do I get all this storyline and fascinating texture out of my head onto paper or onto digital paper as quickly as I can? So that's pretty neat. That's pretty unusual. Good for you.
Well, I've been doing reverse sweeps for 40 years. I've learned so much. And look, this book I'm writing now, Sci-Fi, is really a metaphor for what I've learned in my years of doing reverse sweeps, you know. I taught a class tonight. This morning in my time, afternoon your time, and all about the soul and sexual energy and how the soul uses this energy of creation to manifest. And anyway, I don't know. Got into some pretty deep stuff. Actually, I should play you some of those reversals. Oh, you know what? Why don't we do that? I'm going to play you some soul reversals. Something completely different, folks. Is that all right, Jeff?
Yeah, go to it. That's to be interesting.
I've got some political stuff.
Well, we talk a lot about souls. We consider the evil ones to be soulless. Are they soulless, or is their soul simply a satanic version of the soul that would come from what we would consider to be an enlightened God, Jesus or whomever, whatever? Maybe there are different kinds of souls rather than having none. I don't know, but it's a very interesting topic.
It is. Here, let me play a lovely reversal. This is on one of my analysts who is talking to his client.
We'll likely get reversals that are pretty clearly from your unconscious mind, your subconscious.
And soul serve you, make you feel love.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Jeez.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Thursday.
How does it possibly get to be any more clear than that?
I know.
That is as clear as you're going to get.
I know. That's exactly right, isn't it? So, you know, reverse speak talks a lot about love as being the energy of the cosmos. How can I describe it?
The energy of the cosmos is pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. It's what binds us all together and keeps it all working. And reversal that talks about that. Let me see if I can pull that up. I'm just going to another subdirectory here. I can pull that up really quickly. Here it is. Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Okay, when reverse speak talks about the soul, it talks about the soul is involved with creation and manifestation. It uses the energy of love to do that through the medium known as a whirlwind, which I talked about on your radio show before. It's a very complex topic. I get right into it in my classes. So here's one talking about love and the whirlwind. Here's the forwards.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force. And yesterday I was having absolutely fantastic, you know.
He's talking about manifesting. Okay, I want to manifest. Mm-hmm. I want to create. I'm visualizing myself. And backwards reversal says, see yourself full with love gives me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love gives me whirlwind.
You hear that? That's instructions.
Give me a whirlwind.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Give me the power. This is how we create.
Give me a whirlwind. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, wonderful reversal. So, but reverse sweep says so much about the soul. I want to play some nice one before I get to the bad ones. Here's another one talks about the whirlwind and the soul.
Mm-hmm. I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there, basically.
He was secure in his place in the world, and backwards, the soul whirlwind.
The soul whirlwind.
The soul whirlwind. The soul whirlwind.
The energy of the soul, which is the whirlwind. The power and energy and essence of the soul, which is the whirlwind, which operates through love. And this is how Reverse Speech describes the soul. Reverse Speech says that the soul lives forever. This is a bit of a quick one, but I think we can get this message across.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
Soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever. Soul, I'll live forever.
Is that too quick, Jeff?
No. It's right there.
Yeah. And the soul, our consciousness is our soul, according
Correct.
To Reverse.
Sentient
nature. The you that is listening to me now, it is the consciousness that resides in your soul. That is your soul. And the soul just happens to reside in this physical body for this lifetime. But the soul itself is timeless. Your consciousness is timeless and lives on forever, according to Reverse Speech. Okay? Right.
Play that again. That's really that's quite an affirmation when you think about it.
Soul, I'll live forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go.
I've got to follow life my way, and I'm still not sure what my way is yet, by the way.
Okay. Soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever.
Soul, I'll live forever. Soul, I'll live forever.
Right there. Every syllable.
There it is. Yeah.
According to that reversal, once again, we have a certainly... affirmation that we don't die. We do live. This energy that we have, each one of us, somehow stays together and moves on.
Yes, it does. Absolutely does. First, it doesn't tell us much about what it moves on to. Not that I have explored. I should explore that, shouldn't I? That's an interesting research topic. But reverse
spare time.
Yeah, right. Reverse Speech says, however, that the soul is not necessarily this pure, untainted thing. You know, I grew up in the church believing the soul was this divine, holy, sinless thing. But it's not necessarily so. It can be damaged. It can be hurt. Like, here's one client talking about hurting the soul.
Like, I don't get it. Am I turning people off? Is there something that I'm doing subconsciously that's deterring people? I don't know.
Okay, this is a client who was a salesperson, and she suddenly stopped selling. She lost all her clients, and she said, what am I doing? Am I turning people off? And backwards, she says, it must hurt the soul.
It must hurt the soul. It must hurt the soul.
Very clear. So her actions, what she is doing, is designed to hurt the soul. Now, why that is so, we'd have to explore it and find out why. Maybe something happened to her in childhood, or peer group pressure, or could be. There's so many hundreds and hundreds of different combinations of life events, thousands of them that can lead to that kind of reversal. Or that kind of approach. And let me play one on me that really hit home to me, the function of the soul. This was a recording I made in class back in 2002. As you know, I'd just come home from America. I'd been basically chased out. I came home very unwell, and then on top of all of that, my son died under very suspicious circumstances. which I still to this day don't have any resolution for, but that's another story altogether. So I was in a bit of a mess, and I was talking to my students about why am I feeling in a mess. And in this particular section four was to say, well, I'm very sensitive to energy. Maybe that's why.
Could be. Yeah, could be. Well, see, I'm very sensitive to energy. You know, ultra sensitive.
Now, listen to the emotion in this reversal. Backwards, I say, my soul give the pain.
My soul give the pain. My soul give the pain.
Oh, you hear the emotion in that.
Oh, that is, that's very gripping. That's, that hurts to hear. I got it.
It does it. Yeah, it does. So that's how I was feeling. And the reversal really got me on a question. Why is my soul giving me pain? The fact is, the soul is like a mirror. It both receives what we feed it, and it reflects back to us what it's fed. And in the last couple of years, my soul had been fed a lot of pain.
When was that, David? Excuse me. When was that vis-a-vis the death of your son and your return to Australia? Was it all in the same time frame?
Yeah, it was all in the same time frame.
Well, that hurt awfully deeply. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that was a hell of a time in my life. However, I put myself straight into session work, and I found this reversal after to fix it up, because I thought, oh, gee whiz, well, I can't. So I put myself into session work and found this reversal in my last session.
I'm working on all my soul stuff.
And look at my weight loss, huh?
I've been working on all my soul stuff from backwards to the soul well.
The soul well.
So there is a good ending to the story, you see.
I wonder also if the soul somehow leads, instructs, or is a modest higher consciousness, of course, than the regular conscious person, and is it a teacher? Is the soul connected to the universal oneness that will be there if you are able to hear your own inner voice to tell you what's right and wrong, or to how to correct your own defects and issues and so forth? You see what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah. The answer is yes. The spirit resides in the soul, the spirit of God. And that is our connection to that universal oneness and infinite wisdom. And yes, the soul can tap into that. I certainly see it in reverse, in people's reversals constantly. Uh-huh. I think some spiritual shamans can tap into that, you know, and some people who meditate. I mean, there's many different ways to tap into that source. But reverse speech says it's the soul that contains our consciousness, and the spirit of God dwells inside the soul. No matter what we believe, no matter who we are, the spirit of God dwells in the soul. It's not just restricted to speaking in tongue of born again Christians. I'm sorry to be a little bit sarcastic there, but and so it resides in all of us, and that connects us to our universal wisdom. And that wisdom comes out in reverse speech at times, comes out in metaphor and in knowledge. I mean, I've played collective unconscious reversals on your show before. It's the classic one, of course, is JFK, head is hit in the car. You know, that's tapping in his 61 inauguration speech, predicting his death, shot in the head from a
bullet. Well, there's no time, not to the universal consciousness. It's timeless.
Yeah.
So
exactly right. Exists outside of time and space. Mm-hmm. And that is what reverse speech taps into at the deepest level. I mean, I never get into this area on your show much at all. You know, we always talk about political stuff, but there's a whole lot more to reverse speech than just politics. It gets way down to the essence of who we are and our relationship with God. And here, let me – there's a reversal that – where is it? Oh, there's one I wanted to play that illustrates that. Huh, I thought I had it here. Must be over here. Honestly, every year that goes on, I get more and more reversals in my computer. And, Oh, here's some interesting reversals. Then we got into God. Yeah, here's a wonderful one. Listen to this one. Mumbles. Yep, I need light. Starts in the heart.
Yep.
You like that?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great one. Light.
I need light. Start in the heart. You bet.
Start in the heart. Yeah, here's
an interesting one. One quick thing, David. It's also discussed by a number of people that the heart is a second brain, maybe the primary brain in the body.
Absolutely, 100% agree with that. Yes, it is. In point of fact, there's been actually, I read a scientific paper just a month or so ago about the heart. They've actually tracked it. It's having, I can't remember. I don't want to say waves. I can't remember now. Don't quote me. I better shut up. I put my foot in it. But it was the paper that talked about the intelligence of the heart, and it quoted some pretty interesting statistics, you know.
Well, the computer is the brain, but the soul is more closely reflected through the heart. If you're connected to your soul, if you have somehow built up barriers between your soul and you've disconnected from it, your heart can be pretty cold.
And a lot of people too build barriers up. Here's one here. Here's a man who's built a barrier up to his soul. Listen to this.
So my mission in life was to get so fucked up I could say I can't cope.
A backwards, angry soul.
Angry soul. Angry soul.
You hear that?
Angry soul.
That's a man.
Play that again, David, please. Sure. Let me hear that again.
But the forwards as well? So here's the forwards.
The reverse is fine. Just the reverse is fine.
Just the reversal. Okay, here we go.
Angry soul. Angry soul.
Oh yeah, he's sacred soul.
Oh, sacred soul? Yeah.
Sacred.
Oh my God. I've been playing this reversal for years. I've never heard sacred soul. Now I'm hearing as clear as day.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The D is there. You can hear it. It's sacred soul.
Yeah,
no, you're absolutely
right. Reverse speech describes itself as a sacred verse. I was trying to find that in class today, and I couldn't find the reversal. I can't put my hand on it right now, which is very, very frustrating.
So how does that difference reflect on his building a barrier? It sounds like he's acknowledging that the soul is sacred and sacred soul.
Well, he is talking past tense. That's what he was. I remember this guy. He came for sex work, and he said, in the past, my mission in life was to get so messed up I couldn't cope. But now, when he came to me in sex work, he's working as an alternate healer. So that is probably how he was at this current time. So, all right, let's try this one. This is a chap who's talking about investments on the stock market. And he's saying he feels the energy of the positive is coming in.
I get a very strong feeling.
Okay.
From the positive that, yes, they're ready to come through.
Yeah.
They're just pushing to come through.
Right.
Yeah, that is very, very strong.
Uh-huh.
In fact, that's a lot stronger than the uncertainty of the negative.
That's a lot stronger than the uncertainty of the negative. But backwards, he says, and my soul with the devil. Very clear.
And my soul is the devil.
Hey, there you go. So, negative reversal, incongruent, and this guy lost all his investments on the stock market and went broke. So there you go. So
Wait, hold on. So
sure.
If you choose, and I think there is free will, if you choose to align yourself with the dark side, your soul is going to represent the dark side and vice versa.
That's right. Exactly right. Yes, exactly correct. You got it. Yes. The soul will represent whatever we choose to give to it. If we choose to live in depression, that's what the soul will represent. If we choose to live in joy and hope and anticipation, that is also what we will get. It's a two-way mirror. It both receives and reflects back to us what it sees. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Oh, of course it does. Yeah, that's remarkable.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one. This is a woman who's talking about a whole bunch of lawsuits she's involved in.
And I fully disclose. I let them know, look, I've got lawsuits pending, against this company, that company, this company.
And here she says, and it's the soul I battle.
And it's just hard, like a...
You hear that?
Yeah.
So her fight is with her own soul and her own inner demons, and that is manifesting or reflecting in the physical world all these lawsuits she's fighting.
She's fighting the wrong enemy. Gosh, fighting, shooting herself in both feet.
Huh. That's right. You got it. Yeah. Yeah, this stuff is amazing. I love reverse speech. Here's did I play that one? It Must Hurt the Soul? I think I did. Did I? I don't know. Did I play this one?
I think so.
Yeah, I did play that one. Sorry, I can't remember. I just taught a class on this morning. I can't remember what I played in class or what I played on your show. Here's an interesting one. It talks about where does the soul reside? Listen to this.
You know how the role of passing it on to your kids from what you've learned, and you bring them up the best you can, but you've passed traits on to them, and that's what it was. But
right. Well, that's traditional. Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can't always blame.
And this one says, and our soul looks down in heaven.
Our soul looks down in heaven.
Sorry, not and out, just our soul. Our soul looks down in heaven.
Our soul looks down in heaven.
Bruce Speech says the soul resides in heaven, which resides deep within. Mm-hmm. And reverse speech itself is the voice in heaven. For those who haven't heard that reversal, I'll play it again. Actually, I'll play a couple about reverse speech. Here's one of them. This is on your show, actually. I'll talk about the spiritual nature of reverse speech.
Sometimes people ask me, does reverse speech endorse any particular religion? And the answer to that is no. There are no deities or religions that reverse speech endorses or says this is right or this is wrong. It just talks about the soul and the endlessness of life. And that in itself is very powerful.
Indeed.
And here it says, it's the voice in heaven.
It's the voice in heaven.
The worst in heaven.
Very clear. And on the same token, let me play a couple other reversals, seeing we've walked down this path. Here is someone talking about, I think, reverse speech.
No journey, no visuals, no teachings really that I could see.
Oh, okay. No, she's talking about, forget it, it's not important. But reversal forward. Backwards, yes, the God, he lives in your speak.
But David, is he talking about reverse speech or forward speech? Forward speech is full of lies and deceit and deception. That would not be very godlike. But reverse speech would be godlike.
Exactly correct. I believe that is what he's talking about, reverse speech. And here's another one I played on your show about a month or so ago. The audio's overloaded on this. I'm sorry. It's a wonderful reversal, but with bad audio. So anyway, here's the forwards.
So needing to hear my soul voice, I can't trust anymore.
Says forwards, I'm needing to hear my soul voice. And backwards, he's talking about reverse speech. This is his ancestral work. And backwards to that soul voice, I'm naked within. And again.
Wow.
You know, look, for years I presented reverse speech as being the voice of the unconscious, but I haven't been telling the whole truth. Reverse speech is a lot more than that. It is the voice of the spirit, the voice of the heart, the voice of the soul. They're all the same thing. Well, they're different things. It is that spiritual self inside of us that is speaking in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about the state of our soul. It talks about our mission, our life purpose, our relationship with God. I just amazed at the incredible wisdom that reverse speech reveals.
Well, and every reversal you have played, every syllable is there. It's all grammatically correct. The syntax is remarkable. Look, this anyone listening to this program cannot, in good conscience, deny it. It is. And now here's the other issue. Let's assume that I hate this expression. All men and women are created equal. I don't believe that. I do not. I do not. I think people come out deformed, troubled for whatever reason. Maybe it's carryover from past incarnation. I don't know. But how many people on the planet, is the ultimate question, have a good and divine connection via the soul to the godliness of the universe? How many people are connected properly? How many people are connected to the wrong side of that equation, the satanic side? When I read the news, I go through the news now, I'm honest to the point of being, I don't want to overstate it, but I think that an awful lot of people are now aligned with the dark side. And when you see in our schools, after-school classes and Satanism being taught now, and elementary school children being pushed into pedophile-like states of mind, pedophilia. Is this planet turning into the planet Satan?
It surely is. It surely is. Politics is full of negative, satanic.
Oh, the worst. Scum of the earth. The worst.
The churches are even worse.
Just as bad.
You know, I said in class this morning, everyone's waiting for the Antichrist to come. I'm sorry, folks. The Antichrist came 2,000 years ago and has got you all conned. You're going to church thinking you're worshiping God, but guess what? It's not the God you think you're worshiping or you're worshiping. I've reversed all the prayers and speaking in tongues and songs, and they are very bad. Very, very bad. You are not worshiping the God who you think you're worshiping. I don't know. I don't know how blunt to say it, but it's the truth. It's the reversals on our planet and on our religions are atrocious, absolutely atrocious. We live in such dark days, and they're even darker because we don't even know. We're just like blind sheep. I'm sorry. I shouldn't get too
you're fine.
We live in dark days. It's very, very sad.
So when we have a child born, a healthy child, a normal child born, and that child often will tell his or her parents, well, I see grandma, I talk to grandma or whatever, and that's a connection. And right away what happens? No, don't be silly. Just go to sleep and forget about that. It's pushed out of the children immediately, this connection with the divine. They don't want kids going there. It's just a societal thing. It's not that the parents are all evil and cruel, although some are. But the children are told, don't go there. Don't go to the, quote, paranormal. Stay away from that. When in point of fact, that's their inner voice. That's their connection.
It is.
To the universe.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is. And for whatever reasons, we are squashing it and teaching it out, training it, and taking it away from our children. I don't know why we do that. Don't know why.
Well, evil is behind it. It has to be.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, so that's the spiritual side of reverse speech. What else can I play? Look, talk about reverse speech being the voice of the spirit. I love this reversal. I played this verse. I'm sure I played this on your show before. This is a guy who's looking for money advice.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort?
And the reversal comes back and says, you're frightened. Lean on me.
You're frightened. Lean on me.
You're frightened. Lean on me.
That's his heart or his spirit saying, hey, listen, I know you're frightened. Lean on me. Trust in me. I have all you need. And wow. The soul does have all we need if we allow it, or the spirit. Still haven't worked out the difference between the two. Well, I think I got the difference between the two. I just got to get into my vocabulary. But we have all we need inside of us if we can just tap into it.
Well, it's the old expression, who's your best friend?
Mm.
You.
Mm. Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And so many people I work with in my practice are not happy with themselves.
No, they're miserable. I agree.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's a, see, to me, life is to be relished and enjoyed, and I've always had the attitude, I want to leave a mark. I want to have people know I've been here, leave a positive impact behind, and I've lived my life like that. I think I will leave a positive impact behind.
I think it's already a done deal, David. You don't have to worry about it. You've made your contribution. You're just gilding the lily now. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, but we can all do that, I guess what I'm trying to say. We all have the power within us to access
incredible energy. We lose sight of it. We're taken away from it by the mass media and all the psychology used to subvert, subjugate, and control us. It's anti-spiritual, anti-soul. It's anti-life.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's so sad. It's so sad. Our greatness has been taken away. And, I don't know. Get on my bandwagon if I can. But that's what I try to do in session work. I try to reconnect people with their divine nature, with the God inside of them, because that's where reverse speech leads us to. It leads us to that divinity inside of us. Anyway, let's shift topics. I did some reversals on Jack Smith, who brought down the indictments on Donald Trump. Okay? And... we're changing to some dark topics.
It's okay.
And what was Jack Smith? That was his name, wasn't he? He was the guy who went public and announced the federal charges against Donald Trump. So here is his first reversal.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
I can't see what it says now. Where are we? Adolf, A-D-O-L-F, as Adolf Hitler. Adolf with the sin with us. Let me play that again. Adolf with the sin with us.
And the gravity of the crimes charged. Adolf with the sin.
Adolf,
in other words,
I've got Adolf with the sins of us. With the sins of us.
Okay, let's do it again.
And the gravity of the crimes charged. Adolf,
you're right. Yeah, definitely of us. Means the same thing. Nazi tactics, they've gone about this the wrong way. I mean, I don't know what to think about Donald Trump, whether you like him or don't like him, it's irrelevant. I think that reversal speaks quite clearly about their motive and intention behind what they're doing. Okay.
Does that make Adolf with the sins of us, is he carrying our sins? Are we? Was this man so severely destroyed by the Western media and the Zionist international machinery that his higher self, and everyone has a higher self, is it a dark self? Is it a bright self? I don't know. But he loved children. He loved animals. Germany brought the first war against cancer to the forefront.
Okay.
Germany promoted vegetarianism. Constantly pushed against smoking constantly. There are many things that Germany did that were remarkable and came from a leader who is clearly not a demonic killer as the Western Zionist media would have him portrayed to be. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay,
I mean, that's just another way to look at it. I'm just submitting that.
Yeah, it is another way to look at it. Yeah, fair enough. All right. All right, here's the second reversal on Jack Smith, if that is indeed his real name. One of my students said I wouldn't go with my real name if I was him.
In conclusion, I would like to thank the dedicated public servants of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with whom my office is conducting this investigation, and who work tirelessly every day upholding the rule of law in our country.
Oh, please.
Did you send the silly god? I think it's a question. Is this all stupid? Is this all... Steve, how will you interpret that? Did you send the silly god?
I'd like to hear that, if you would, one more time. Let me hear that and turn it up a little louder. I think I've got something else here. Let's see.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Day upholding the rule of law in our country.
What else do you hear?
All right, are you ready for this?
Sure.
Did you send the city of God?
Oh.
Upholding the rule of law in our country.
It's there.
Oh, yeah. I can hear that. I heard that.
Can you hear the of?
Yeah, no,
you
can
hear
that.
The V.
At the Star Spirit, it was very obvious.
Law in our country.
Hear it again. I can hear it at the Star Spirit very clearly. Well,
it's
I'll be
city.
Bothered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City of God. Did you send the city of God? I don't know what that means, but that's what I hear.
All right. Also did, what's his first name? Grassley. Senator Grassley? What's his first name?
I think
name?
It's Chuck, isn't it?
Chuck. Yeah. He was in Congress, not Congress, Senate yesterday. Senator, isn't he? Senator.
Yeah.
Talking about these bribery charges against Biden. And claiming that, according to the FBI report that he had in his hand, that they had 17 audio tapes recorded, two of which were on Joe Biden, accepting a $5 bribe. So if these tapes exist, they need to come public very quickly. So
you saw one of the key players who wanted to come forward is dead. They killed
them
off already. Yeah.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Somebody over in Ukraine, I believe, I think it was somebody with Burisma, had recordings and was going to testify, and she's dead now. They kill people all the time if they get in the way.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Gee whiz. Okay. Well, anyway, there's three reversals on Chuck Grassley in that little speech he gave. Uh-huh. Yeah, Chuck. Here it is.
Chuck.
The 1023 produced to the House committee's redacted reference.
I failed to gag you.
Failed to gag you.
Or they failed to gag you. Hang on, let me listen again. No, it's I. Huh. Wonder what it mean by that.
Don't know. I don't know what it means.
It is I and not they.
I failed to gag you.
I don't know.
Let's hear it one more time, just for fun.
Yeah, sure. Here's the forwards.
The 1023 produced to the House committee's redacted reference.
Oh, sorry, let's go back to it. Sorry, I hit it too soon.
I failed to tag you.
Tag you?
Oh, yeah, try that.
Try that. Listen, if you ever want to give up a crew as a radio show host, Jeff, I've got a good position in reverse speech you could come and fill.
Oh, this is fun. I've always enjoyed this. I for some reason, you taught me early on how to do this, and I've got a pretty good ear. So.
You do pretty well. Yep, pretty well. Don't know what it means, but I failed to tag you. Anyway, maybe he failed to get the tag.
Well, to tag can be to point out, to draw attention to present. I don't know. But I think it's there. I think that's what he's saying.
He
could be thinking about things that are not disclosed in the forward speech that we can't figure out.
Sure.
This is the incredible depth of this whole discipline, this technology.
Plus the fact he can only quote from the redacted report, but he said he's read the unredacted report, so he's a little bit constrained at what he can say, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the forwards of the next one.
These recordings were allegedly kept as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case that he got into a tight spot.
He's a fake.
Is that fake? Is that fake? Is that fake?
Of course, you don't know who he is. I got a funny feeling he is Biden, but we don't know that. This is where reverse speech gets frustrating sometimes. Who is he? I don't know who he is referring to. Now, there's ways to find out. I'll have to go back. You'd have to listen to the whole recording and see who he's talking about. But he's talking about Biden bribery charges. Forwards, I know that. Maybe he's talking about a failed to gag year, failed to gag Biden. Who knows? I don't know. Or tag. It's tag. That's right. Sorry.
For asserting constitutional oversight powers against an out-of-control executive branch, obviously drunk.
I can't read that. Let's put on a snake.
Put on a snake.
Put on a snake. Put on a snake.
Let's put on a snake. Well, that doesn't sound very promising either. They all sound like rather dark reversals, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Maybe his information isn't totally accurate. I don't know.
Well, articles of impeachment have been introduced now against Biden.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But where will it go? I don't know. Remember that the whole global world mechanism is arrayed to protect the outrage that is Joe the Creeper Biden. You're going to protect that guy. I don't see him being held accountable for any of it. He's going to skate.
Huh.
Unless they decide to throw him to the sharks, which may happen. I don't know.
Here, I've got some reversals on that whistleblower who came forward with UFO contact,
Grush.
Claiming the...
Grush. His name is Grush.
Right, that's right. Now, where have I put them? UFO whistleblower. Here we go. Now, I didn't find these. One of my students found these. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here he is.
Battery in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're like 8 foot. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes, like I can't explain it. And big mouth.
Well, that's
they're
not
tiny
that
eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Well, that's not the whistleblower. Who's that?
That's the eyewitness to the craft that landed in his backyard.
Okay. They be conning?
They'll be conning us. They'll be conning us.
They're not human.
100%
they're not human.
Right.
They'll be conning us.
Yep.
They'll be conning us. They'll be conning us.
Okay.
Listen to how he says it. Very matter-of-factly. They'll be conning us. Fascinating.
Yeah. And then we got this one here.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign.
Right, okay, this is the guy. What's his name again? Grush.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
Yeah, and you're a part of it, mate. This says her lie. I'll suggest that her is America, okay? I'll suggest it's all about America. So here's the Fords again.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
Okay, well, that's a congruent reversal. What he's saying falls is a true statement, okay? Mm-hmm. There is disinformation program. Hang on, where did it go? I lost it. Oh, hang on. I've lost it. Where's it gone? Here we go. Okay, next one.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S.
Oh, that's the same forwards. Making a shammer.
Cool and immoral.
In other words, it's a con. Okay, it's all a con. You can't believe this guy. Why? Because he's a federal employee. How do I know? Because of this reversal.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
And, that I'm your federal. Could be, but I'm your federal. Let's do that again. But I'm your federal. Yeah, well, there you go. And then we got this one here.
So I've got to be blunt about this. Yeah. You're not making this up. This is not a lie.
No, absolutely not. And it was that con.
It was that con. You're not making this up. Absolutely not. No, but backwards, it was that con.
And it was that con.
So it's another government disinformation program talking about the evils of government disinformation program.
They're playing both sides of the street here, always.
I know. You have to laugh. The whole thing, smoke and mirrors and games and what do you believe? You don't believe anything. It's just nothing. It's insane. I don't know what this one means, but here we go.
I am for real. And I'm sitting here at great personal risk and obvious professional risk by talking to you today.
And this one says, hurry, this smite, S-M-I-T-E.
Hurry, this smite.
It's an old biblical term, isn't it? Smite, smote.
Yeah, it is old biblical. God will smite you for your sins, you know. It is a bit of a biblical term. What else have I got on him? I got a couple. Got one more. I don't know what it means, but here we go.
I am for real, and I'm sitting here at great personal risk and obvious professional risk by talking to you today.
Say, won't shepherds see that?
Say, won't shepherds see that?
Oh, that's not a good reversal. No, I didn't like that at all. Hang on.
Won't shepherds see that?
Forget it.
Say, won't shepherds see that?
Forget it. Horrible reversal. Scrap it. All right. But anyway, the basic conclusion is it's a con. Just another con. Just like another Bob Lazar. It's the same. It's exactly the same thing, you know. Whistleblower in his own mind. Sent him by the feds to claim that he's a whistleblower to spread another disinfo story. So no one knows what's going on. Left hand, no idea what the right hand is doing.
They stir up the chaos soup constantly.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that's what I got for your show today, Jeff.
Very good. Stuff on very, very interesting.
Spiritual stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Okay. Good job. All right.
All right.
Talk
Thank
to you soon,
sir.
David. Thank
yep,
you.
See you.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. See ya.
Good night. All right. Extraordinary material from David John Oates and Reverse Speech. All right. Back with you tomorrow in 21 hours. Thank you for being here. Take good care. Talk soon.